Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Joining us now, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton. How are you, Dave?
I'm okay, thanks, Sean. The flags at the Disco headquarters half-mast today after Leeds United blew it, and they're finished for the season.
Anyway. Oh, dear, Dave. Never mind.
Anyway.
The sun has risen.
It has, and we're talking Greyhound, Sean, and I tell you what, it's going to be another fantastic day. All the action on Sky Racing or Sky Sports Radio. And tomorrow night, the Richmond Riches semi-finals are on, and I have a trainer who has two runners engaged in the respective semis. I'm talking about Peter Lagoziani. Pete has Demolition Duke in box 8 in semi number 1 and Knighthood in box 3 in the second semi. And he's on the line. Now, Pete, good morning. Let's start with the $3 tab fixed favourite, Demolition Duke. He handled his first 530-metre assignment perfectly, jumped straight to the lead last week from box 1, clocked a flying first split of 5.16, and overall 31-20. Pete, he led clearly down the back before getting a little bit tight at the end, beating Wamala Leo by 3/4 of a length. But you still must have been very pleased about the run.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, no, we were very pleased. You know, that was his first 500 assignment. And I said last week, you know, Richmond's probably one of the hardest 500s in Australia. So, look, he did compound in the last 50. We're hoping that he's going to strip much fitter this week and find the line a little bit stronger.
In his semi, he's drawn box 8, from which he's won 3 of 4 races. And he has the likes of Road Travelled in 1, Let It Happen in 3, My Bro's Ethics in 4, Freaky Frankie in 5, and the runner-up last week, Wamala Leo in 7. Now, what are his chances in the pink, Pete, knowing how fast his opening split was in the heats?
Yeah, Dave, well, as we move on to the semis, you know, the dogs are going to get a little bit better and a little bit quicker. And you know, look, I think his experience will show on Friday, tomorrow night. Look, he's a fast beginner, he's a reliable beginner. I think he's only missed the kick once for us. So, look, if he can come out like he did last week and cross the field and, you know, and find the front early, he's got to run his sections. We're just, you know, the only thing is who's got to be on his tail, you know. I think he can run, you know, around the 30 and 80 mark tomorrow night, we're hoping. And, you know, I think that should be, you know, enough just to win that race. So, look, but anything can happen in Greyhound Racing, as we know.
Pete, in the second Richmond Riches semi-final, you have the $3.20 tab second favourite, Knighthood. The young, well, it's 2 years of age now, but we know there's been shoulder problems which have delayed his career. But that run in the heat was terrific. His race debut last week, he led before finishing second in 30 and 61 to the group winner, Feral Frankie. It was the fastest time of the night. He ran a 5.23 first split, ran a little bit wide, but boy, he's got a future, Pete.
Yeah, we're hoping you're right, Dave. We believe so too. You know, this dog's got a motor. You know, he's such a nice dog. He just in the kennel block, he's just an amazing little pup. So, look, Ferro Frankie, you know, you could say he got all the breaks last week. You know, had an uninterrupted run behind him and got into second and look, beat him. And Ferro Frankie's, Jesus, what a dog, you know. And Ray's done a lovely job with him and set him up and for this race. And you know, we're hoping we just go one better on Friday and you know, capitalise on his early pace and his mid race acceleration and be in front and hoping Ferro Frankie can, you know, get a little bit of interference. Let's hope tomorrow night, you know, not hoping anything goes wrong with that dog, you know, because, you know, he's a real superstar too. So, yeah, look, we're just hoping for clean racing tomorrow and the better dog will win.
Yeah, he ran up the track a little bit, but Pete, you said that may have been because he hadn't really been in a full field before.
Yeah, Dave, yeah, look, inexperience, I think, told, you know, and that's got to be, you know, for the next couple of runs, till he puts it all together, this dog. You know, he's still learning. He's still very green on the racetrack. You know, he's another professional here at home thus far. So, look, we're just hoping that, you know, last week was just something that, you know, he would get out of his, you know, out of his little book. And you know, tomorrow night he will rail better and be a better, you know, become a better race dog, you know, as time goes on.
Yeah, he's drawn box three. Miss Ibrox is in the one, which clocked the first split of 5:43 in the heats. Fernando Porsche is in the two, ran 5:38 to the first mark. Feral Frankie's in five. Bland Purr is well drawn in seven. Mickey McCaw is in box number seven. Now, Pete, you have two other runners at Richmond tomorrow night. You've got Bulla Fab Girl from box one in race four, and she's first up from a long break. Hasn't been at the racetrack for 8 months.
Yeah, look, come on into season, and then we got her right, and then we had some fireworks here one night, and she got, you know, played up enormously, you know, in the kennel, and we had to scratch her from a race, and she actually injured herself, you know, and that's what happens with dogs when the fireworks goes off, unfortunately. And so yeah, look, she's back now. She's trolling better than ever. She had a clearance troll the other day at Richmond, and she went enormous. So she's been trolling the house down. So look, we're hoping good things. You know, this will be her last prep, and then we'll put her out the stud, and you know, she can become a brew bitch, and hopefully she can throw some pups too.
Okay, what about Federal Impact from box three in race eight? He ran second to the Speedstar winner Flynn at Sandown two starts back.
Yeah, look, he's the brother of Federal Lily. I think he lives in Oshado, and look, he's going pretty good. This dog, he's got a bit of a motor on him. We'll just wait and see what he does tomorrow night. He's had some antics about him, and you know, so hopefully we've ironed him out. And look, he can really run this dog. So you know, with a clear run, let's hope he can perform and do his best tomorrow night.
Federal Lily coming along okay, the Golden Easter Egg runner up, Pete.
Yeah, look, we've got her in light work now, just you know, under vet's orders, just stretching that back muscle out, and look, she'll probably have a gallop, I was hoping to do it tomorrow, but I might just give her a couple more days, and she'll have a gallop on the weekend, and see how she pulls up from that, and then we'll go from there. So yeah, the Brisbane Cup's her target. So if we can get there, that is, if I can get her fit enough, and so yeah, we'll be doing a lot of swimming in between, and she's doing a bit of light walking now, and just treadmill. So yeah, she's coming along nicely.
Good stuff. Well, with her, with Mystic Riot, Beast Unleashed, we look forward to seeing them back on the track. And in the meantime, all the very best with Demolition Duke and Knighthood in the Richmond Riches semi-finals tomorrow night. Pete, thanks so much for joining us again on Going Greyhounds.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
There is Pete Lagoziani, Sean.
All right, good on you, Dave. Now, you've got the dogs tonight at Sandown. Big night there, the meeting.
Yeah, go New South Wales tonight at Sandown. Golden Easter Egg champ Zipping Bailey's in race three, which is the second heat of the Sapphire Crown from box two. The $2.70 tab fixed odds favourite at the moment. Kennelmate Flowing is $11 for heat three, which is race number nine. And Jason McKay, the trainer, reports that Zipping Garth is recovering well from his track mishap and will become a future dad, but he's getting along really well, which is great news. Now, in race five at Sandown tonight, heat one of the Sandown Cup, two times twice for John and Minnie Finners, the $7.50 second favourite behind the defending champion Tornado Tears, who's $1.15. In heat two of the Cup, Veloce Nero for John and Minnie is the $3.20 tab fave, while Kennelmate Blue Moon Rising is the $3 second favourite in heat three, and Poco Dorado's on the fourth line in heat four at $5. M-Buy for Ruth Maddock, who we spoke to yesterday, is the $2.80 favourite for Heat 4 of the Sandown Cup. So go New South Wales, Sean.
All right, now we've got a couple of stayers getting ready for the Silver Cotter in New Zealand.
Yeah, Ebby Ripper and Rippin' Sam are going to contest the staying event at Manawatu on Monday, around about lunchtime our time, in their final hit out, one would think, before the heats of the prestigious Duke of Edinburgh Silver Collar at Manukau. They take place 2 weeks from Sunday on June the 2nd. Now, they're both in the Turnwald kennel for their Kiwi ventures, and Ebby Ripper beat Sam by a whisker a bit over a week ago. Former Aussie Lochinvar Flash is also engaged at Hattrick tomorrow afternoon. And New Zealand form expert Pete Fenimore, Sean, is going to be a guest on Going Greyhounds next week.
All right, terrific. Now, Greyhound New South Wales, Racing New South Wales, accepting expressions of interest for positions on its board.
That's correct, Sean. They're now open. You go to thedogs.com.au for all the information. Those expressions close on Sunday, June the 2nd.
All right, you got a tip for us today, Dave?
Yeah, we've got three meetings to peruse, Sean. I've had a look in the dogs.com.au. They've come up with the best bet at Goulburn, which kicks off pretty soon at 11:56. Race 5, number 1, Al's Desire. Race 5, number 1, the value bet. Race 8, number 8, Captain Trigg. This is in great form for Johnny Callaghan on the quick backup after bolting in at Nowra on Monday night. Race 8, number 8. Maitland races from 3:42, the Sarve. The best bet, race 7, number 4, Skywave. A class customer. Race 7, number 4, value bet. Race 8, number 3, Typhoon to Excel. Race 8, number 3, and Dapto kicks off at 7:16 tonight. The best bet is race 5, number 2, His Ticking. Race 5, number 2, the best value, Sean. Race 6, number 3, Little Ace.
Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, guys.